Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. CJ is in the studio with me. I am Greg the Dive Master. And we've been talking about Shark Week. We've been talking about Bug Fest. We're going to talk about Grenada Dive Fest, where, you know, just finished up Dominica Dive Fest a couple weeks ago. Now it's time for another one at the end of September. I'm really looking forward to that. CJ's going to Dive Fest.
Dude, that'll be my first time to Grenada. I can't wait.
The Spice Island. It's spicy there.
Oh, cool.
Get ready, buddy. So we're going to talk to if things go as planned, we're going to try to connect with Diane at Lumba Dive and Carriacou, which is a sister island of Grenada. And that's the place where, last time I was there, we lathered each other up in crab poo mud. And got a spa treatment.
Yeah, that's not happening with me.
No, you are doing this.
No, I'm not.
It is gonna. That is like a prerequisite to dive on the island of Carriacou. You got to get crab poo smeared all over your body.
I'm not falling for that.
It literally costs hundreds of dollars to get the spa treatment at the spas throughout the Caribbean, but you can do it for free.
What's it costing me to get out of it?
No, you can't, because they won't allow you to swim in their waters until you've been scrubbed down
true.
In crab poo.
That's
no, it
true.
Is. It's very exfoliating.
Who was that guy that was on that said that they don't do that? That's another island.
That's another island. That's not the Spice Island.
This is okay.
This is where we're going. They have that in chocolate. So you can eat it or you can put it all over you.
I'm going to skip
it looks
that
the
part.
Same. No, you're not. You're going to be scrubbed down.
We're men. We're not going to lather each other up with anything.
Well, the Aqua Gypsy is supposed to be with us.
That's not good.
Yeah. Aqua Gypsy is going to be with us. Let's see. The Scuba Cowboy, Mermaid Tiffany. Take your pick. You can have whoever you want lather you up in crab poo. It's going to happen on your surface interval,
nope.
Whether you like it or not.
Nope.
It's what they do.
I'll meet you guys back at the bar.
I'm telling you, this is a major thing. But anyway, we'll get the lowdown on that. Now, we also have connected via the web, Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Bugger, and also Casey the Tobacco Nut. Yep.
We are here.
Hey, I've dove there, CJ, and it's a real thing.
It is. See? I'm not making this up.
Nah, I'm not falling for that.
Casey.
Yeah, but CJ doesn't want to be lathered in poo by Greg.
I just said.
anybody.
He gets to pick his own, whoever you choose to lather you up in crab poo.
I'm just weird like that. I don't like, you know.
Well, ultimately, it's going to come down to Greg lathering you.
No, it is not. It is not gonna happen.
No, hell no.
Now, turn your mic down, Jerry, too, because now you're really annoying me.
Really annoyed.
It's like I'm trying to sell this to him. You're not helping. So let's bring in a professional. Maybe a doctor can convince you. That would be Dr. Doug Ebersole. He is with us on Scuba Radio. How are you, Dr. Doug? What's going on, buddy?
Doing great, Craig.
All right.
CJ, I've actually been to Carriacou. They do have that as an offering, but it is not a requirement to get their water.
Oh, don't lie to him.
I knew he was full of crap.
The only way you can get out of it is if you get
You are full of crap.
If you get a doctor's note that exempts you from being covered
in
crap.
I will do that if I have to.
And Dr. Doug will do it for a price, I'm guessing.
I'm only an hour away from you. You can drive over anytime. I'll give you a doctor's note to not be wrapped.
No, don't. He's got to mark that one off the list. Yeah, I mean, come on. Dr. Doug, let's be real. You did this,
Let's not say we did.
I was in Carriacou for about a week teaching a class back in January, February, but I know they had that as an option. I know you guys had done that when you were there before, but yeah. I was with Gary Ward at Defert Diving, and it wasn't required to get in the water.
Okay.
I can tell you that much.
See, he's too smart for that.
I did not do that.
All right. Well,
he's too smart for that. He didn't fall for that like you did.
Well, we were traveling with, mermaids and stuff, so that can have an effect.
That changes things, yeah.
Maybe a little bit. It makes it a little less awkward.
Now, if they want to do it, God bless them.
Well, yeah.
More power to them. I'll just stand there and point and laugh.
I'm telling you, they charged literally hundreds of dollars for this treatment.
That's fine. They can charge whatever they want. I'm still not doing it.
But you put your skin. I mean, once you cover it, your skin is like smooth as a baby's butt.
My skin is fine.
No, I'm telling you. You could take off a good 5-10 years with a crab poo treatment. Anyway, moving on.
Why didn't it help you?
Hey, I'm 86.
Oh,
look at me.
Wow.
Anyway.
You're feisty.
Okay.
You're spry.
Yeah, let's talk diving with Dr. Doug, because he's been doing a lot of stuff, and we want to go diving with him, too. So first off, he wasn't able to join us at Bugfest because you were in the Bahamas. Is that right? Doing a cave cert or something? Or what were you doing exactly, Doug?
Actually, a buddy of mine, I was actually over in Abaco diving with Brian K. Cook, who I did this about a year ago as well. He was doing a cave course for one of my buddies, who's a friend of mine, who's a rebreather instructor and cavern certified, but was not cave certified. So he went over and did a 9-day kind of zero to hero kind of cave course. And then I went over the last 4 days after that was finished and we just did some fun dives and stuff together.
Sweet.
But it's really sweet. The caves there have been wet and dry like 4 times over the last so many 100,000 years. So there's all the stalactites and stalagmites. But unlike Mexico and so forth, where the stalactites and stalagmites are rock, these are crystal. So if you shine your light on them, they'll glow yellow or glow orange or whatever. And some of these things, and you probably saw in my posts some stuff on Facebook, some of them are, 30 feet tall and 20 feet around, and others are like the size of soda straws. And there's like rooms of soda straws of tens of thousands of them. They're just tiny little things. You can see right through them like they're just kind of opaque.
Yeah,
and everything in between. So it's a very cool dive.
Yeah, I saw the pictures on Facebook, and they are spectacular. I mean, it really looks amazing. And I was looking at this. I said, Dr. Doug, over the last couple of years, he's been bugging us. Well, even longer than that. Like, Greg, you got to do this, and I'll take you and show you some of this stuff. And I got to say, those pictures were very enticing. And we definitely may have to do that. Now, in Abaco, there was one set of pictures. It was called like Fang Horn or Fang, because it looked like you were...
Yeah, the Fang Horn Forest.
Yeah. So it looked like you're in the mouth of a dragon or something, the way that they look like teeth. Is that kind of what it was supposed to be?
There's all kinds of really cool stuff back there. Yeah, Fang Horn Forest. All this was in, we were in Dan, which is called Dan's Cave. There's three of them there. Dan's... Ralph's and Nancy's, named after various people and so forth. But Dan's Cave is where a lot of the really pretty stuff is. And Brian has pushed that system 10,000 feet back from the entrance and still going with it.
Hmm.
Some of the stuff, a couple of the pictures I took were only, it's a relative term, were only 500 feet or 1,000 feet from the opening. That one in Fanghorn Forest is about 2,500 feet back, so it's about a half a mile swim underwater. Most of it's at about 80-90 feet. There's a couple of minutes where the swim drops to maybe 150 feet, so it's a beautiful picture, but it's a little bit of work to get there. It was rebreathers with two aluminum 80s for bailout. Each of the three of us had those, so we had 6 aluminum 80s, and you're swimming. It takes about an hour to get back there, so you swim for about an hour, get a few photos, and then turn around, swim an hour out, and then do an hour of decompression. So it's the beautiful pictures, but not everybody's going to get them. That's what made it even more special for me. Not that many people have been back there.
Yeah, well, I'd never seen something quite that colorful. And obviously you got to light up the,
it's pretty dark in the caves. Yeah, it's pretty pitch black.
Yeah, so do you ever do that like on a night dive where you just turn the lights off and you couldn't see your hand in front of your face in one of those caves? Or would you even do that? I don't know.
You don't use it. When you're doing your drills, there are lights out drills, to practice getting out with no light just for, safety purposes. But in general, no, you wouldn't do that. We actually, for that photo, the one you're talking about where the diver's in the middle of the frame is, it's all lit up and stuff. We took 2 30,000 lumen video lights. So we had 60,000 lumens of light to light that area up.
Yeah.
So it takes that kind of light just to get it to light up.
Well, I was going
to
say these pictures are just fantastic, but I was thinking, I know that it's not that light there in these things.
We took a lot of light with us.
Yeah, I mean, you don't turn the light off and try to get the phosphorus to do anything like
nothing
that.
Back there. Nothing back there, but some little remipedes, which look like white blind scorpions, and then there's some blind cavefish because there's no light, so there's no need for eyes.
Mm.
So the fish have no eyes. The little crustaceans have no eyes.
I'm going to go diving with a fish with no eyes. No, wait, its name. That's right. Anyway, it was amazing stuff. Now, Dr. Doug is in Jenny Springs right now as we speak. So we're going to talk about that and our upcoming Red Sea trip with Explorer Ventures with him next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Okay, this is Sucker Sterling. I'm going to give you a little bit of a cappella from one of my tunes from this year. The song was entitled Hula. I'll just give you a couple of pieces from it. So remember, when you come to Grenada, devotion to ocean, we're out there.
Girl, your body hot like fire, waist it a spin like tire. Oh, make my thing rise higher. Can I carry you like Mariah? You'll be the clock and I'll be the buyer. No interview, you're made on hire. I got the pole, please bring the wire. Let us see what transpire.
Hit me!
I got more for you when you come and dive with me in Grenada at Devotion to Ocean. Until then, keep listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now here's my close and personal friend and rapping buddy, Greg the what?
Greg the Dive Master.
Greg the Dive Master.
Yeah! Holla!
Word. Yes, you didn't know that I was a rapping artist in Grenada. Right there with the best of them there, CJ.
I didn't hear you rapping. I heard him rapping.
Yeah, but he was the rapping guy and he said that I was a rapping, master too.
That's because you told him to.
Yeah, well... he said it. That's all that matters. And we're going to check in with some folks from Grenada, or more specific, the sister island, Carriacou, today is the plan as we get ready for Dive Fest in Grenada at the end of September. That's coming up. But right now we got Dr. Doug Ebersole. He's a heart surgeon. He's a cave diver. He's just an all-around great guy, and he's with us on Scuba Radio right now. Actually, you're doing a cave. Are you doing a cave class right now at Jenny Springs or Cavern or what?
I'm teaching a cavern class.
Okay. All right. So that in a cavern class, for those who don't know, means that you can still have some access to surface light. Is that right?
Right. There's several stages to cave diving. So this is the guy I'm doing. If you remember, I did some research on Peyton Fremino Valley, which is a flap in the heart that leads people to be more predisposed to decompression sickness. So we did a 5-year study. Turned out we just got it published. And a guy, a pre-med student who's a year out of college or so, has been working as an intern at Dan for the last year. And he actually wrote up the paper for us. So it's kind of, he was the first author and got it published. So as a little perk, I told him, hey, you got this published for us. Why don't you come down? You can hang out with me in the cath lab in the OR for a few days, and then we'll go to some other stuff. So yesterday we went diving in West Palm, and then today I've got him up in Jenny Springs, and I'm going to teach him how to be a safe cavern diver. So we've been doing drills in the Jenny Ballroom, running line, and lights out drills, and lost buddies, and lost lines, and all kinds of. He'll sleep well tonight. He's been doing lots of drills.
Yeah. So are you actually teaching him, or he'll get like a cavern cert, huh? Well, good for him.
Yeah, he'll get a cavern cert. Yeah. So cavern certs are limited to 130 feet of penetration from the opening of the cavern. No decompression. So it's a single line. You basically follow the guideline in, or you run your own guideline in. And then look around the cavern. There's lots of caverns in Florida, which a lot of people are not cavern certified for. Yeah. Places like Blue Grotto or the Jenny Ballroom. A lot of people dive them without a cavern cert.
Yeah.
But it's a nice thing to have because you really, like lots of things in life, you don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you find yourself in one of those places and you turn the lights off or your light goes bad or goes dead, it can be, you're supposed to be able to see light, and most of the time you can. But it's never a bad idea to have a little extra training. So,
no doubt.
Or you can get him a cavern certification and kind of see if he likes this sort of thing.
Well, I'll tell you, when I got my dive master certification, right before I did that, I went out with a buddy, and I've told this story many times before, but I had a bad experience where I got talked into going on this dive at Blue Springs, and we went past a sign. I followed his lead. I was dope. It was a dopey move on my part. And it was real eye-opening what happened because, the visibility went from crystal clear, like seeing all the way to the surface, to nothing. And it's the only time I've been underwater where I was like, uh-oh, this is not good. You know what I mean? And it kind of turned me off to the whole thing. And I was like, I'm never doing this again until I get some kind of cavern certification, as you should. You should never, go past these signs and stuff. And that's why, you dive what you know. You stay within your limits. And I was kind of dopey at that point. And like I said, I was easily impressionable by this other guy. So I blame him.
Exactly.
But I can't. It was my own fault. But, hey, you learn.
Yeah, this is one of those trust me dives kind of thing. Trust me, we'll be fine. That's never a good idea. And you luckily, lived and learned from that. And that's, what we like, what we hope. That's great.
Yeah.
But, you don't ever flutter kick inside these places because of stirring stuff up. It's all done frog kick and, anti-silting techniques and good buoyancy and trim. We worked on all that stuff with him first. He was dead on. He's a dive master, very experienced dive master. He did his dive master in Indonesia a couple years ago. But he's a very good diver. But we've kind of worked on trim and propulsion techniques and buoyancy and stuff first, frog kicks and so forth, and then went in the cavern and ran some line and did some drills, did a couple of dives, and then I took him back in with a camera and shot some video and stills of him inside the in the cave and that kind of stuff, just for his social media presence, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and I bet he very much will appreciate that. That sounds like some fun diving. We got to do that because we're getting ready to go diving on a major trip in October, the Red Sea. Dr. Doug's going to be with myself, Jerry Beatty, Dr. Doug and his wife, she's coming too. So we're going to have a cool little team going out and with Explorer Ventures in October. I can't wait. That is going to be just an amazing thing, and I know you're looking forward to it as well. But maybe before we get to that, we got a couple months here. We got to get in the water and do some of this either cave stuff or rebreather stuff that you're always dabbling in. What's your schedule looking like as we get into lobster season? Or you know,
not too bad. I'm actually on call next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got one weekend. Our first grandchild turns one up in Iowa in late August. And then after that, I'm pretty well open to our trip. So probably one or two weekends we can work something out in August, and or not a couple weekends in September. Should work out great.
Well, yeah. Have you ever went out on your rebreather with all the stuff you're doing and went for those lionfish? Now that it's legal to do it on rebreather, does that entice you, or do you really care?
I'm not. When I grew up, you know, I started diving back in the mid '70s, and at the time I used to spearfish because my buddy spearfished. So I did a lot of spearfishing in the late '70s. But once I started doing, you know, camera work, I actually prefer just to take pictures. I don't fault anybody for spearfishing. I think a lot of people love it. And I think that's great. But for me, I'd rather have people spearfishing. I'll just take pictures of them or the fish or the sharks when the sharks come in for the fish.
Right. Yeah, it's fun to watch someone else fight them off as opposed to you. That could be a thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, Dr. Doug, thanks for the update. Appreciate it. And enjoy your time at Jenny Springs. And congrats to your new student. And we will talk to you again real soon. Okay, my friend?
Sounds great. Have a great day. I look forward to diving with you between now and the Red Sea.
Absolutely. We're going to make this happen. Yeah, he's invited you as well, CJ. Barry, Casey, or Jerry are not invited, just you and I.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What'd they do?
They're just losers. And he said, no way.
Wow.
Thank you. We'll just go down and cut your air off, Greg.
I've been doing research.
If you dive in the Red Sea, you have to be smothered in seal poop.
Okay. Well, there's that we got to look forward to.
Yeah, have
all
fun.
Right. More coming up, including Mermaid Milena. Stay close. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I got to thank Dr. Doug for joining us. But we went from doctors to mermaids. We got Milena on the line on Facebook right now. Milena, how are you? Welcome.
I'm doing great. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, we got you. We got
Hello.
You. Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, you know, Milena, you know, Mermaid Milena was with us in Dominica. And we didn't talk to her last week because she was out. You were in Cozumel. Is that right? Is that where you went?
Yeah. My job is to take people around the world and go diving. So
God
this
bless
one
you.
Was Cozumel.
Yeah. And today she just got out of the water. Literally, she's dripping wet after a free diving course. She's a free diving instructor. Is that right? I got this right, Milena?
Yeah, yeah. We was doing a level one SSI freediving course, and today was our depth dive. Well, not our depth dives, but our pool dives for blackouts and LMC, which is loss of motor control. So it's the safety day today.
Hmm. Okay. And then if I saw on Facebook correctly, because, you know, she's very active on Facebook, Mermaid Milena, you can look her up. Did you have one of your students do like a 4-minute breath hold in the pool? Was that just like apnea breath hold type thing, like when you're training for free diving or what?
Yeah. It's a static breath hold. It's really when you kind of get your own zen going on and you're right. You and yourself floating in a pool. And this guy rocked, you know. We did breathe ups and we practiced, and he pretty much banged out a 4-minute breath hold second try. It was great.
That is impressive. I did 308 on my first one, which was 8 seconds longer than Mermaid Tony. She was furious. So, you know, you can't help but make it into a little competition, you know. But I beat a mermaid.
It actually is. It's a competition with yourself, but deep down you always do have competitions if you got people around you.
Yeah, but you got to get it. You got to do it right. You got to get the proper training. And I started to go through a course. I didn't finish it. Maybe you can finish me off. On
hey,
free
you know,
thing.
If we find some in part time from awesome mermaid and you know, beer drinking.
Yes, well, exactly. There's that we have to juggle. All right, yeah, just quiet. I see Jerry's chiming in with inappropriate comments. You just shut up, Mister. We'll be back with Mermaid Milena next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
It's ocean madness, all right. Sailors call it aqua dementia. The deep down crazies, the wet willies, the screaming moist.
You're an ocean, settle down, what's a commotion? I'm an island, but you're an ocean. It's a stormy sea of love and emotion. You got me suspended motion, less in time.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Craig the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me. We have Casey the Tobacco Nut, Barry the Bugger, and even Jerry the Diver Guy connected via the web. I'm trying to keep them silent because they're just trying to make inappropriate comments while I chat with them.
No, Greg, we are not.
Yes, you're a liar.
No.
Just ignore them, Milena.
Just pilot him.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, look.
My lips are sealed.
All right, as they should be. You know, okay, so Milena, you know, she does this mermaid thing quite a bit. And she was with us there along with Kristen and Dominica. We'll probably talk to Kristen next week. I see Kristen has been in Facebook Live. So, hey, Kristen, how you doing? But
hopefully
Milena,
she's feeling better.
Yeah, she got a little bug, but she I think she's on the mend.
Barry the Bugger.
No, it wasn't from Barry.
No, thank you. It was.
Okay, maybe it was. I don't know. He probably is contagious for all we know. But Milena was in Dominica. And just to kind of go back a couple weeks there before you went to Cozumel, I went to South Florida for Bug Fest. Dominica, new favorite place. What do you think?
Totally new favorite place. I'm already looking at going back.
All right. Well, yeah, once you go, you get the bug, literally. And you want to go back there and enjoy more of it. But we had just such a great adventure in Dominica there for Dive Fest. It really couldn't have went much better than it did because I got to go down there. This is like my fourth or fifth time. And it was really nice for me to see you guys enjoy this for the first time. And that was Milena. That was Kristen. That was Jerry the Diver Guy, who's still missing a flip-flop, by the way. But, yeah, by the way, do you ever get a new pair, Jerry, for your birthday? Did someone hook you up finally or what? Yeah? No?
Oh he walked away to go get some more beer.
Oh, no, he passed out. That's what it is. There he is. I see him there
we
on the floor.
We can only hope.
He lost his remaining flip-flop, and
did.
Now he's looking for it.
And they just put him over the edge, and he passed out. God bless him. But anyway, despite that little mishap, you know, it was just an amazing adventure, right, Milena? You dug it.
It was an absolute amazing adventure, topside and below the water. I mean, it was every day there was something new that just blew my mind.
Yeah, great diving, but topside, like you said, it's an impressive place, Dominica, the Nature Island. Now we're going from one
Those
dive fest.
Those kabukis are impressive.
Excuse me. That is inappropriate.
Those kabulis.
Oh,
that's not what I thought he said.
He didn't say.
Are impressive.
I didn't hear the K either. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. So, by the way, we did talk to you, but you weren't there. You big dummy. I'm glad you finally woke up. Did you get an extra flip flop that you lost in Dominica for your birthday this week?
No.
Okay. So you're still.
I'm setting up a GoFundMe
for one left flip flop that he lost.
Me. And flopping.
Can you buy just a single one, or do you have to buy them in pairs?
He needs to buy extras, obviously.
I just need to buy extras.
I remember who we're talking about here. All right. Well, anyway, he had a great time. Milena, we're trying to see, you know, as we get ready. Well, as we wrapped up things for Dominica, we look forward to going to do a dive fest in Grenada. And we're going to talk to Diane here in just a bit from Carriacou. You've never been there either, right, Milena?
No, no. That, like I said, that whole area of the Caribbean is it's untouched territory that for me, I've never been to that part of the world.
All right. Well, you know, Dominica is the nature island. Grenada is the spice island. So we're doing this at the end of September. Maybe Milena have to join us for that one. Jerry can't go because he doesn't have a left flip-flop. So
that's right.
Yeah, until he gets a flip-flop, he's off the
I'm
reservation. Yeah,
he could hop on 1 foot.
No.
He can
not
only
that
walk in grass.
Yeah. If he was a mermaid,
I will travel.
If he was a mermaid like Milena, she could train you up. Yeah.
One fin, one flip-flop, no right. problem for me.
There, see? And by the way,
maybe we could get Barry some kind of monoflop where both feet are together.
Well, Barry or Jerry?
I mean, Jerry.
No,
well,
Jerry,
both of them. Yeah, come on, you want to be a mermaid. And what would it take?
Merman.
You do this, right, Milena? You turn people into mermaids, right? You have these classes and things that you do. So how many people
the
have
only
you
way, what? The only way you're going to get Barry in that class
No. You.
Is to watch Aquaman.
Ah, well, there's that.
Have a mermaid tail.
Barry and Jerry. I think they're, you know, we could get both of you because you want to learn to be a mermaid.
It's the Barry and Jerry show.
Well, yeah.
I just want to know why Sharky? Why did you not start our class in Dominica?
Well, you know, you have priorities.
Well, she looked
your
at
priorities.
Us. First of all, she said, "There's no way in hell."
Are the tails slimy?
I'm a good instructor, but just not that good.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you have to have something to start
but
with.
We would have made you better.
I think we would have made her sick.
Jerry, you couldn't even keep both flip-flops.
Right, good point. You couldn't even stay on the dock. You couldn't even walk on a dock. Oh, brother.
Well, that is true.
Yeah, there's some people that are beyond hope. But the truth of the matter is you do offer mermaid classes up there in Virginia where you're out. And the guys, so they could get a hold of you through Facebook, like Mermaid Milena. Or through the dive shop, which is what there in Virginia? What's the name of it again?
It's Chesapeake Bay Diving in Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach, right. Okay, there we go. So reach out to Mermaid Milena Sharky, by the way. Which, by the way, did you watch Shark Week last week? Did you catch any of it?
I tried to tune in as much as I possibly could.
Yeah. What'd you think of Rob Riggle? Was he good?
I should let Jerry know that I do have tiger shark flip-flops, so I'll have to show him a picture one day.
Okay.
Oh, just send them to me.
Yeah. What are they, a size 6? And you wear a size 9, right, Jerry? They'll be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, yours a 19.
All right. Well, yeah, but you did like Shark Week, what you saw, Milena?
Oh, absolutely. With your last name, Sharky, it's a natural love.
Yeah. I think it's the law. I think it's international law that you have to watch.
By law.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, Milena, I'll let you get back to drying off after your free diving, but thanks for checking in. Appreciate it. And we look forward to catching up with you again soon, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. There you go. Mermaid Milena in the flesh. Grilled up right
she
there for you.
She can bring those flip-flops with her when we all go to Bimini.
Bimini? Well, we could, or we could go to
Tiger Sharks.
I say we go to Carriacou and lather up everybody and crab poo and jump in the water and do some diving. Carriacou, just to kind of set the picture for you.
I thought it was Curacao.
No, Carriacou. That's a different island. Carriacou is the sister island of Grenada, Casey.
Oh.
But what it looks like, when I went there last time, they actually said, yeah, you should have been here last month. They filmed a Corona beer commercial here. On our beach, it's like world renowned, and it is. It looks
you
just
could have
like,
been another walk on.
I could have done a Where's Greg kind of thing for sure. But yeah, I mean, just think of those Corona beer commercials, and that's where you figure we're going in the end of September. It's a beautiful little island, and it's kind of like the out island of Grenada. You have the main island, which isn't really like overdeveloped or anything, but they obviously have other stuff and spices. They grow a lot of nutmeg and all these different spices that are exported around the world. Also, Grenada, believe it or not, is like one of the number one producers of cocoa around the world. Like, so they supply cocoa to Switzerland for that chocolate that everybody loves to bite into. So they're a world leader in exporting cocoa. and you can go to the cocoa farms and see how it's grown and processed and all that stuff, and all these other spices like ginger and
Marianne,
the cinnamon. That's
thank
the
you.
What about Skipper and Gilligan?
Yeah, no, just I'm trying to ignore you guys. You're not making it easy, but it is the Spice Island. It's a beautiful place, so I cannot wait to go. It's going to be a treat. CJ,
you
got
to show me what's what, but no crab poo.
Well, just think about, the crab poo is just a small little thing. You know, the diving is why we're going.
That's what I can't wait.
Bianca C, the world-renowned shipwreck, is there. They got eagle rays. Spotted eagle rays are fairly common to see on
those
that place.
Are cool.
The diving around Carriacou is really, really nice because it, once again, Carriacou is kind of like the out island of Grenada. And so it's visited, a little less frequently and a little bit more, because of that, it's probably maybe a little more pristine.
But we're going to hop over there?
Yeah, we're going to start Dive Fest. Starts, I think, in Carriacou. We'll find out. We're going to try to connect via Skype with Diane from Lumba Dive. And I forget what Lumba Dive means. She's going to have to
tell us. It's wood.
No.
Lumber is wood.
That's lumber. This is lumba.
Lumbar. Oh, it's your back.
Nope. I don't think that's accurate.
It's your spine.
I think you're making up stuff. I think it's lumba. Like I love
lumbata.
Diving.
It's a dance.
Wait. You're on to something, but it's not correct. That's not
none of those. Right.
And you're trying to silence us.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
When you want fun, just read a page from my dive log book. I used to say, live and let live.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But in this underwater, said, live and let's dive.
Live and let's dive.
I said, live and let's dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me. Casey the Tobacco Nut, Jerry the Diver Guy, and Barry the Bugger connected via the web. And we have reached out to Diane at Lumba Dive, and I think we have her connected via Skype right now. Diane, how are you? Welcome.
Hey, Greg. How are you? I'm fine.
There she is.
How's everybody inside there?
Yeah, well, we're inside someplace, yeah. But how are things where you are? That's where we want to be. Island of Carriacou.
Oh.
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, this afternoon, it's a sunny afternoon, about 30 Celsius, but we have a lovely breeze, and we hear the waves coming on the shore. Everything
Beautiful.
Is fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. Just so we're clear, I got to get a couple things out, especially for CJ, who's going to come with us to Grenada for Dive Fest. And I believe we're going to start Dive Fest there in Carriacou. Lumba Dive, your dive operation. Lumba Dive means what? What does it stand for? Or what does it translate?
Lumba means dolphin in Indonesian.
Dolphin and say it again, Indonesian?
Indonesian.
Indonesian. Okay, there you go. All right, so dolphin dive. I love it. Lumba dive. And once again, you can Google them and find out about the operation. But a beautiful island, for sure.
Lumbadive.com, and Barry sent me the link.
Okay, there you go.
Crack research team of one.
Yes, that they do it every time. All right, so obviously we've been talking about the diving already, Diane. I know it's beautiful there just from the last time we visited, and I cannot wait to get back and spend some quality time with you at the end of September for Grenada Dive Fest. But, you know, one of the things that got brought up on the show that I've told CJ, it'll be his first time to the Spice Island and Carriacou. Pure Diving Dive Fest is going to be just a blast, but the one thing we did last time that was a standout was when we went to the little beach and we covered ourselves in crab poo. You still do that, right?
We haven't done it for a while, but we can do it again just with CJ.
Yes, of course.
Just for Greg. Greg
wants
it.
You got to mark it off the list. It's a big spa treatment thing they do. And, you know, when they get a special groups like ours that need to be cleaned before they're actually allowed in the waters of Carriacou, you know, they cover you in crab poo.
No, Greg wants it in a big bowl to eat it up like pudding.
No, you don't eat it. You put it on your body and exfoliates your skin and makes you all, just turns your entire body into the smoothness of a baby's butt. Is that right, Diane? That's it, right?
Come on. Exactly right. Yes, it is.
Not sure I want to be that smooth.
Diane looks like she's, what, 34 maybe, top? She's 105. That's how effective this crab poo is.
All right, off the crab poo. Yeah. I'm watching the video on their website. It looks incredible.
It is. Yes, Jerry.
Oh, my God, I can't wait.
You're going to be chum bait now.
Why? What are you saying? Why? What's the problem?
She's going to chop you up and feed you to the sharks.
No, she's not. Diane
you
is
just called her old.
No, I did not. I said she looks amazing for 34, right? Right, Diane? Come on.
Well, I would say for 62, I'm not too bad.
It's all those crab poo treatments that they have available on Carriacou. I'm telling you, that's one of our beauties.
You are obsessed with that.
Because it was a blast. It really was so much fun. We did that. We had hermit crab racing on the little island there. I mean, I remember it like it was yesterday, Diana. It's been like, what, 7 years since we did that? We had such an amazing adventure there in Carriacou last time. I am so looking forward to finally getting back and hanging out with you for Dive Fest.
Hey, Greg?
Yes, Casey?
Greg, doesn't that crab poo have special hair-growing capacity? If you put it all on CJ's head, he can come back with a real mop.
I'm not a chia pet.
you never know. You could become one. You know, it does have some very special properties. I have no doubt about it. Yes, Diane, go ahead.
Yeah, the rubbing with the mud was nice, but I do remember the lovely drink we had drinking through the shelf of a watermelon. If you do remember,
that's right. We had watermelon rum punch.
Now you're talking.
So they took a big watermelon, chopped it up, put in some kind of liquid concoction.
I love watermelon,
and we drank that. I think we might have done that before we rubbed the crab poo on everybody. You kind of have to do it in a certain order. because, you know, once you get
in, it's so easy to entertain American tourists.
Yeah, well, that's true. That is true. I don't remember.
Probably before, during, and after.
Possibly. But you know what? I get distracted by all this fun stuff we did on the surface, the diving spectacular. I cannot wait. Lumba Dive, Diane, the crew there, they really know how to show everybody a great time, both above and below the water. And we cannot wait, Diane, to see you at the end of September for Grenada Dive Fest. Are you ready for us? Or have you prepared?
Ready, and we are very prepared. Actually, there's a lot of activity underwater recently. Just last week, I seen fish procession, like about 20 large blackjacks, followed by 10 sharks and 5 long barracuda.
So we, it was an underwater fish parade there in Carriacou.
I can't wait. Underwater tsunami.
The Spice Island Pure Grenada Dive Fest, end of September into the first week of October. There's a link to it right there at scubaradio.com. Check it out. You can join us too if you like. Diane, we'll see you then.
Conga and Lumba.
Yeah, Lumba Dive. And we'll have to wrap it up for that. Till next time, remember, it is always better where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Tsunami, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.